Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
It's my turn to share the word of God today.
今天轮到我宣讲神的话。
It's a privilege to share the word of God with you all. So it's also fear and trembling job to do.
能够与大家分享神的话是我的福分，但是也是一个使我恐惧战惊的工作。
But we have asked the Lord to be with us today already.And I trust that he will be with us too.
但是我们已经求天父与我们在一起，我也信得过他已经跟我们在一起。
So we'll continue with the series Book of Matthew. And today we have come to Matthew 4:17-22.
今天我们继续马太福音系列，今天我们来到马太福音第四章，从第十七节到二十二节。
Let's read Matthew 4, verse 17 together.
我们一起读马太福音的四章十七节。
From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
十七节，从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
The kingdom of heaven is the same as the kingdom of God.
天国也就是神的国。
Now, when you read repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, does it sound familiar to you?
天国近了，你们应当悔改，这句话是不是有点熟呢？
Who else had preached the same message?
有另外一个人也讲过同样的话，是谁呢？
Do you remember?
你记得吗？
Who else?
是哪一个人？
John the Baptist.
就是施洗约翰。
So you have good memory, thank you.
所以你的记忆很好的。
John the Baptist and Jesus preach on the same message.
施洗约翰和耶稣讲的信息是一样的。
What did they mean when they said the kingdom of heaven is at hand?
当他们两人说天国或者神的国近了，是什么意思呢？
The kingdom of God is at hand means the kingdom of God is near. What did they mean when they said this?
他说天国近了，就是非常靠近了。他们的是什么意思呢？
Both of them understood one thing. That is, with the birth of Jesus, the prophecy made by Isaiah regarding the Messiah had been fulfilled.
两个人都明白，自从耶稣的出生，以赛亚先知所预言的弥赛亚已经来临了。
Jesus is the promised Messiah. He is the representative of Yahweh God.
耶稣就是所应许要来的弥赛亚，是亚非神的代表。
With the arrival of the promised Messiah, the kingdom of God is at hand.
弥赛亚的来临意味着天国近了。
But what does that mean?
但是天国近了这句话是什么意思？
The kingdom of God is at hand means at least two things.
起码有两层的意思。
Firstly, with the birth of Jesus, the salvation plan of God for mankind had entered the second stage. The Bible called this stage the last days.
第一，自从耶稣基督诞生，神的拯救人类的计划就进入了第二个阶段，圣经称作末后的日子。
So the last days is from the time when Jesus was born to the second coming of Jesus.
末后的日子是从耶稣诞生开始算，以他再来的那天。
That means we are in the last days.
也就是说我们正处于末后的日子当中。
And the birth of Jesus is the beginning of the last.
耶稣的诞生就是末后日子的开始。
We don't know when exactly the Lord Jesus is going to return.
耶稣基督什么时候再来临，我们不能够确定。
But for one thing we are certain is that the kingdom of God is ever more nearer since the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago.
可以确定的就是现在我们离耶稣再临的日子比起他诞生的那天近多了。
Last week, Pastor Joe has talked about what would happen in the world near the end of the last days.
上一周牧师讲到耶稣降临到地球以前将会发生的什么预兆。
He told us the second coming of Jesus is compared to childbirth. Before a child is born, the woman will experience contractions.
他提到耶稣的来临的那天，好比一个女人诞下孩子之前先有阵痛。
That means before the second coming of Jesus, there will be signs. There will be wars and tribulations.
耶稣降临以前会有一些的预兆，包括战争以及灾难。
There will be the rebuild of temple in Israel.
犹太人的圣殿也会被重建。
And lastly, the rise of the Antichrist.
以最后的一个预兆就是敌基督的兴起。
If you have missed this message, I would encourage you to listen back to it.
如果您错过了上周的讲道的话，我鼓励大家去上网听录音。
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the message John the Baptist and Jesus preached.
使徒约翰以及耶稣所传的信息就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And this is the same message we preach today.
今天我们所传的信息也是一样的。
The only difference is kingdom of God is nearer to us than when Jesus preached.
唯一的区别就是今天天国近得多了。
Kingdom of heaven is at hand has the second meaning.
还有第二层的意思。
It means the kingship of God has come, particularly in the person of Jesus.With Jesus' birth, God's representative had come.
就是说，神的统治已经近了，尤其是指神在耶稣身上的统治。耶稣诞生又意味着神的代表出生了。
Jesus had carried out the will of God throughout his life.
耶稣整生都遵行了，完成了神的旨意。
From the life of Jesus, you know what.Kingship of God means in a person.
我们只要看耶稣怎么生活，就知道一个人应当如何活在神的统治下。
You can see God reigned in the life of Jesus every moment.
耶稣是分秒都活在神的统治之下。
He said what God wanted him to say. He did what God wanted him to do.
神要他说什么，他就说什么；神要他做什么，他就做什么。
No wonder Jesus was said to be a great light to those who were sitting in the darkness.
耶稣曾经被形容为黑暗里的大光。
And no wonder God can use him to set people free from the bondage of sin.
也怪不得神能够用耶稣拯救百姓脱离罪恶。
The kingship of Yahweh God was fully manifested in the life of Jesus.
神的统治完全没有阻隔的在耶稣的身上表现出来。
From the life of Jesus, you can see the life of Yahweh God.
从耶稣的一生可以看得见亚伟神是怎么样的。
God's graciousness and righteousness were to be manifested in this person, Jesus.
神的恩慈怜悯都是通过耶稣表达出来。
This is what the kingdom of heaven is at hand means, because the kingship of God is manifested in the person of Jesus.
这就是天国近了的第二层意思。
When Jesus preached repent, he is telling us to turn away from the self-centeredness to God-centered.
当耶稣要求你们应当悔改的时候，他是要求我们离开我们以自我为中心的那一套，而转向以神为中心。
Turn away from being self-willed to doing God's will.
要离开做自己喜欢做的事，而转向去行天父的旨意。
This is what the kingdom of heaven is at hand means.
这就是天国近了的意思。
Now we have to go on to read today's passage.
那现在我们要继续看十八节以下。
And you will see, not only did Jesus preach the gospel with all his heart, he also called others to join him.
耶稣不单传福音，他更加召聚一些追随者跟大家一起。
It's a long passage. I'll ask Pastor to read in Chinese.And for English readers, you can read on the screen.
我现在用中文把十八节到二十二节念出来。十八节，耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见兄弟两人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他的弟弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本来就是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。他们就立刻设了网，跟从了他。从那里往前走，又看见兄弟两人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他的弟弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网。耶稣就招呼他们，他们立刻设了船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。
Here we see Jesus called his first four disciples into full-time ministry.
这里我们看见耶稣呼召头四个门徒去加入全时间侍奉的行列。
Please note, Jesus was not asking them to repent because they have already repented.
请注意，耶稣不是要求他们悔改，他们已经悔改了。
Jesus was asking them to follow him for the full-time ministry.
是他们终生追随他，全时间侍奉。
There were two pairs of brothers, Peter and Andrew, James and John.
这四个人是两对的兄弟，彼得和安德烈，雅各和约翰。
When they heard Jesus calling, they left their nets, boat, and father.And followed Jesus.
当他们听见耶稣的呼召，他们就立刻上了船，也离别了他们的父亲，马上跟从了耶稣。
It's a very drastic reaction.
这四个人的回应是非常极端的。
Nets and boat means their business, career, their job.
网船就代表他们的事业，他们的工作。
Father means family.
父亲，他们的家人。
So these four men left their career and family to become full-time workers for God.
所以这四个人撇下的是他们的职业以及他们的家庭。
It's just like Jesus himself, who used to be a carpenter before he began his ministry.
就好像耶稣在传道以前，他是一个木匠。
And these four men were fishermen.
而这四个人就是打鱼的。
They were all willing to leave their career behind to serve God full time.
他们四个人都非常的乐意撇下他一切去追随耶稣。
Now, if you were the fisherman, what would you do?
如果你是他们四个人其中一个，你会怎么做？
If someone today asks you to serve God full time,What's your response?
如果今天有人呼召你，要求你放下你的职业、工作、家庭，你会怎么说？
Just by reading this passage, it seems to be too good to be true.
当我们看这个记载的表面，我们觉得，哎呦，这样反应这么快，有一点难以置信。
So why? What had happened?
所以我们应该问的就是，为什么这四个人的反应这么快？背后到底发生了什么事？
How could they have such a drastic response to Jesus' calling?
他们是怎样可以有这种的决心，这么的坚决，就撇下一切跟随了？
They responded as soon as Jesus called them.
我强调，耶稣一召他们，他们就马上追随。
Certainly, it's not an easy step to take.
肯定不是一件很简单的事。
Could it be Jesus have magical power?
是不是耶稣的话含魔力呢？
Now let's read the wider context to better understand this incident.
那要明白这四个人的反应，我们需要参考其他的有关的经文。
Let's read from John.Chapter 1, verse 35 to 42.
我们先参考约翰福音的第一章第35节到42节。
So I'll ask Pastor to read in Chinese and I'll ask the English reader to read it by yourself.
我用中文把约翰福音一章三十五到四十二节念一次。在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，他看见耶稣行走，就说：“看啊，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转身过来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”拉比翻译出来就是老师的意思。耶稣说：“你们来看看。”他们就去看他住在哪里，这一天与他住在一起。那时约是深正的时候，听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的弟弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见了弥赛亚了。”弥赛亚翻译出来就是基督的意思。于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要被称为基法。”基法翻译出来就是彼得的意思。
So from here we know that Jesus was first introduced to Andrew by John the Baptist.
从这段经文我们知道，最开始啊，是施洗约翰把耶稣介绍给这些的门徒的。
And then Andrew went to tell his brother Peter.
他介绍了给安德烈，然后安德烈就去告诉他的哥哥西门彼得。
Andrew told his brother Peter, "We have found the Messiah."
他对西门彼得说：“我们已经遇见了弥赛亚。
Come and see, meet him.
来，一起去看看吧。
So Jesus was not a stranger who came up to the four fishermen suddenly and asked them to follow him.
所以耶稣对他们来说并不是一个陌生人。
The four brothers knew Jesus.And they must have heard his preaching too.
这四个人认识耶稣了，肯定听过耶稣的教导。
And I'm sure Yahweh must have been working in their hearts through Jesus.
我也非常的有把握说，Yahweh神的灵一定有一段时间在这四个人的心中来工作。
And I think God knows what is inside the hearts of the four men.
我推论呢，亚伟神一定是知道这四个人的心里是一直以来是想什么，是怎么看待神的话。
Now let's also read the full account of Jesus calling them for full-time ministry.
那现在我们再参考另一段经文，去看看耶稣是怎样呼召这四个人的。
From this account, you will know before Jesus called them to follow him.What had happened?
从这个上一段的经文，你们能够看得见，耶稣呼召他们之前曾经发生了什么事。
Again, I ask Pastor to read in Chinese.
我现在把《路加福音》第五章第一到十一节，《路加福音》第五章第一节。耶稣站在哥尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他看见两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开了船洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上了船，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，从船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说：“把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。”西门说：“老师，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但我依从您的话，我就下网吧。”他们下了网，就圈住了许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助。他们就来了，把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去了。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣的膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。” 他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼，他的同伴细比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也许这样。耶稣对西门说，不要害怕，从今以后你要得人呐。他们就把两只船拢了岸，就撇下一切所有的跟从了耶稣。
So the two brothers Peter and Andrew had experienced a miracle.
所以能看得见两兄弟就是彼得和安德烈经历了一次的神迹。
For all night they got nothing, but by following Jesus' word they let down the net.
他们前一个晚上整夜打鱼，一点收获都没有，但是听见耶稣的吩咐就照去做的时候，他们的网就打满了鱼。
The catch was so great that their nets were breaking.
鱼是多了这个程度，网差不多都裂开了。
They had to call their partners James and John in the other boat to come and help.
他们必须去请船上的另外两个伙伴来帮忙。
This is what had happened before Jesus asked them to follow him.
这就是耶稣呼召四个人循序渐的去追随他之前所发生过的事。
And now you may think, ah, that's why they left their business and career to follow Jesus.
你现在就会想，怪不得这四个人连职业、连事业都不要了，来跟从耶稣。
It's because of the miracle, the big catch. So it's good to follow this man, right?
就因为他们看见了打了很多的鱼的奇迹，所以跟从这个耶稣这个人呢，有好处呢。
If you follow this man, food is guaranteed.
因为追随耶稣这个人，你肯定有的吃。
You won't go hungry.
你不会饿死的。
And you won't even need to work.
你不用上班了。
This man could make food.And money, if necessary.
这个人能够行神迹，把食物变出来给你吃，你需要的话，钱也能够变出来。
Was it the reason why they left everything to follow Jesus?
你觉得这四个人撇下一切来追求耶稣是这个原因吗？
I'm afraid not.
恐怕这个不对。
Please note Peter's reaction when he saw the big cat.
请注意，西门彼得看见神迹之后，他说的是什么
？This is his reaction. He fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord."
他的反应就是这样。第八节，我们看见西门彼得说，他俯伏在耶稣的膝前，就说：“主啊，离开我吧，我是一个罪人呐。”
It's quite astonishing.
是我们很惊讶的。
I think this was the strangest reaction to a miracle like this.
看见了奇迹，这样反应可以说是最奇怪不过了。
A normal reaction would be rejoicing.
一个正常一点的反应应该是兴高采烈。
Jumping up and down.
蹦蹦跳。
Singing hallelujah.
唱赞美诗。
Giving thanks.
感恩祷告。
If there is a microphone, I'll broadcast the miracles.
如果有话筒的话，我会广播这些神迹。
Telling everybody that God is real.
告诉全世界的人，神是真的。
And this Jesus is the Messiah, and you must believe him.
耶稣就是神的代表，弥赛亚，你们必须悔改。
But Peter's reaction was very different from a normal one.
但是彼得的反应相对所谓正常的反应很不一样。
It seemed that he had experienced a much deeper conviction.
看来似乎彼得所经历了在内心是一种更深在的一种的东西。
A conviction that a simple thanksgiving would be too shallow.
他所经历的是一般感恩祷告是表达不了的。
He must have seen something beyond the fish.
他一定看见一些东西是远超过网中的鱼。
And it was this seeing drove him to leave everything to follow Jesus for the full-time ministry.
是这个，是彼得内心所看见的，使得他撇下一切跟从耶稣。
It's a life-changing experience.
那天的经历改变了他一生。
It has completely changed their lives.
这四个人的一生都完全改变过来了。
What was going on within Peter?
在彼得的内心深处到底发生着什么事呢？
He said, Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man.
他说，离开我吧，我是一个罪人。
What's the common thing of being sinful and receiving big catch of fish?
打到很多的鱼跟意识到自己是一个罪人，两者之间有什么相通之处呢？
Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man.
离开我吧，我是一个罪人啊。
At least Peter's focus is not on the fish.
至少彼得所着眼的不是打上来的鱼。
He doesn't even care about telling others what kind of miracle it is.
目前他也不着急去告诉别人我刚才是一个多么大的奇迹。
He only concerned about his own sinfulness.
眼下他唯一所关注的是自己的充满罪恶。
Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man.
所以他才说离开我吧，我是一个罪人啊。
It is a sense of unworthiness.
他所经历的是一种无限的不配。
A sense of unworthiness that Yahweh God, through his representative Jesus, should come to look for me.
他觉得不配，是因为他意识到Yahweh神通过耶稣竟然来到自己面前了。
Among the many people,Yahweh God chose to come to look for me.
在人群当中，Yahweh神竟然来找我这个人呐。
When we stand before the awesome God, who are we but sinners?
当我们站在一个可畏可敬的上帝的面前，我们是什么的人呐？
We don't deserve anything from God.
我们不配从神得到什么。
Yahweh God must have been working in the hearts of these men before this miracle.
所以说，Yahweh的灵一定在这四个人的心中工作了一段的时间。
He must have been drawing them to himself through his representative Jesus.
通过耶稣基督，神的代表，神肯定一段时间以来在一直吸引着这四个人呢。
Yahweh God came to look for Peter through Jesus.
Yahweh神通过耶稣寻找彼得这个人。
Have you ever experienced a similar kind of conviction in your heart?
你从来有没有过在心中经历过好像彼得这样的觉得自己很罪恶的看见呢？
Having experienced God, you feel you can see yourself as a sinner.
你有没有曾经经历过神，以及你觉得自己真是一个罪人呢？
And I'm unworthy of God's love.
而且你是不配得到神的宠爱。
Who am I that Yahweh God come to look for me?
我是什么个人？为什么神来找我？
Next time when you experience God, when you are encouraged by your experience, instead of saying praises and telling everybody about it,
下一次你经历神的时候，因为经历了一些的特别的事情，你觉得很亢奋的时候，与其是唱赞美诗感谢神，或者是告诉很多人你经历了奇迹。
Learn to go to the secret place in your heart.
你应该学习去走进你内心的内室。
Kneel before God.
在那里跪在上帝的面前
And be quiet before him.
在他面前安静下来
Let the Spirit of God speak to your heart, not just to your brain.
让神的灵向你的心说话，那不是光向你的头脑说话。
And then you make a response to God.
然后那里你向神做出一个回应。
Only then you will experience a deeper transformation of life.
只有这样你才可以经历一个更深更长远的生命的改变。
Because as you know, many times after our experience, we will forget about God.
你们也明白这一点，因为 每一次经历了一些的奇迹之后，我们很快就会把它忘掉。
Experience may not necessarily help us commit our life to God.
经历神迹不一定能够帮助你向神走近一步。
For the four fishermen, this encounter with God drove them to leave their business and career and follow Jesus for the full-time ministry.
对于今天我们所读的这四个人而言，经历了神来找他们这个奇迹，是使得他们撇下一切，马上跟从耶稣。
So this fourth fisherman's response is nothing sudden.
所以说 这四个人的反应不是不可以理解，不是没有理由的。
Yahweh God must have been working in their heart for some time.
亚伟神一定是一段时间以来在他们心中一直工作。
And with this miracle, they come to see their unworthiness.
这次通过这个神迹，他们才深一步的看见他们自己的罪恶。
And they decided to leave their career and family to follow Jesus for the full-time ministry.
他们也因此撇下一切的事业来参加全时间侍奉。
It reminded me of myself.
经文叫我想起我自己。
During my teenage and university days,
当我才十来岁读大学的时候，
God came to find me again and again.
神超过一次来找我。
And then gradually, a desire to serve God full time has built up.
渐渐的在我心里生出一个想参加终生传道的这种的想法。
As I could see how God has transformed my own life.
因为我看得见神是能够改变我的内心。
Then I knew how important it is to preach the gospel to others.
我就明白把这个福音介绍给别人是多么的重要。
God is the solution to mankind.
因为上帝才是人类问题的答案。
The gospel is the only solution to any problem.
而福音才是任何问题的解答。
With this realization, I left behind my own plan and family and joined a full-time service.
当我明白了这一点之后，我就放弃了我自己的计划，也撇下了我的家人，我参加了终生的全世界侍奉。
Until today, I still find that this is the most meaningful work in life.
直到今天，我还是认为传福音是一个人一生能够做的最重要的那一件事。
All of our co-workers have their own career and skills.
我们教会每一个教牧同工都有自己的职业的。
We serve God full-time not because we were unemployed.
我们传道不是因为我们失业了，没事干。
It's because we came to realize the importance of preaching the gospel to mankind.
而是因为我们明白向人类传福音是多么重要。
And we realize the urgency of it.
况且事情非常的紧迫了。
Time is getting shorter.
因为时间越来越短了。
And we are getting older and older.
况且我们也一年比一年老了。
So we must use our time wisely.
所以我们必须善用光阴。
In closing, I would like to return to the Lord Jesus' message.
我们今天的信息结束前，我还想回到耶稣今天的信息。
The Lord Jesus preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
天国近了，你们应当悔改。
And now we still preach the same message, except the kingdom of heaven is even nearer to us.
今天我们所传的信息也是同样的，唯一的区别就是今天离天国来临的日子比以前就近得多了。
Time is getting shorter.
时间越来越少了。
Life is short too.
人生命也越来越短了。
There is no time to waste.
我们不可以浪费光阴。
Living in the UK in such a comfortable country is not always easy to feel the urgency.
在英国生活，生活是安逸又舒适，是不容易能感觉到迫切性。
We must keep looking to God for vision to preach the gospel to the world.
我们唯有依靠神，常常地仰望他，坚决要把福音传出去。
We are living in a world which is worse than ever.
今天我们所处身的这个世界比以前的时代就更糟糕了。
Many are like lost sheep without hope and direction.
太多的人就像迷了路的羊，是没有盼望也没有前途。
We must let the world see the light.
我们必须把光照亮他们。
As most of you know, I am working in a school as a dinner lady.
大家就知道我有一份的兼职，在一个小学当餐助理。
About a month ago, two students who are only 11 years old.
大概一个月前，有两个学生大概才十一来岁。
They ran up to me and asked.
他走到我面前问我说，
Can I commit suicide?
我可以自杀吗?
I said, why?
我对他们说，为什么?
You guess why? Guess.
你们能猜他们的理由吗?
The dinner is too expensive.
The dinner is too expensive.
午餐太贵吗?
They don't pay, their parents pay, or the government pays.
他们不用付钱的，是他们父母或者是政府给他们付的。
That is boring.
Life is boring.
他们觉得人生太无聊了。
Life is boring. They can't see a purpose.
他们看不见意义。
Maybe they are half joking, but at least this topic of suicide has come across their mind.
可能他们是半开玩笑的说的，至少自杀这个念头曾经进入他们的脑。
It's heartbreaking to see the younger generation.Live without hope.
当看见我们的下一代的孩子，我们心真是疼啊。
But the younger generation cannot do better if their parents has no life direction too.
但是如果作为父母亲的你们也没有人生的目标的话，你怎样期待下一代有目标呢？
When Christmas comes, in school there is a tradition.
每年圣诞节来临的时候，学校有一个传统。
The dinner ladies will write Christmas cards for their students.
午餐助理会为学生们每一个人预备一张圣诞卡。
This is my opportunity to share the word of God with them.
这就是我向孩子们传福音的机会了。
Instead of just writing Merry Christmas on the card, which I think is quite boring,
与其写圣诞快乐，
I will write a Bible verse on it.
我会书写一句圣经的话在卡上面。
And it's amazing to see what the word of God can do in the heart of the little ones.
圣诞卡上的经节能够在孩子们的心上产生什么的作用，真是很奇妙。
Some were smiling as they read the verse.
我看见部分的孩子一面看我所写的经文，一面脸上带着笑容。
While some were in deep thought,
有些人就在沉思。
I can notice later there is a change of temperament and behavior in some of them too.
我还注意到在部分的孩子身上，看完了经文之后，在他们的态度上产生了一些的改变。
The word of God has a power to change.
神的话有能力改变人心。
This generation needs the word of God.
我们这一代需要上帝的话。
And we need more workers to preach the gospel to the world.
我们需要多很多的神的仆人们、工人们去把这个话传出去。
There are still places where the gospel has not been reached.
世界上还有很多地方还没有听过真福音。
Many have not heard the gospel. Many have not yet known the only true God.
很多人还没听过福音，很多人还不认识独一的真上帝。
Many are still worshipping idols.
很多人到今天还是拜偶像。
Many are lost.
很多人是迷路了。
Many are broken-hearted.
很多人的心都碎了。
In order to bring the gospel to the whole world, more full-time workers are needed.
为了把福音传遍全球，我们需要更多的全时间工作的传道者。
Though the gospel has been preached by John the Baptist, by Jesus' disciples and many others, but the task is not finished.
虽然福音曾经被使徒约翰被主耶稣基督被耶稣的门徒传开过，但是今天还有很多人需要听福音。
The task is not finished.
任务还没完成。
The Lord Jesus said this, and he said this to his disciples.
耶稣说这句话，他是对着他的门徒说的。
The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.Pray, therefore, the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
庄稼就多，工人却少，所以你们应当祈求庄稼之主，派工人去收割他的庄稼。
Harvest is plenty, but workers are few.
庄稼多，工人少。
More workers are needed.
我们需要更多的工人。
After we preach the message of repentance,After people have repented, they still need to be shepherded.
虽然人们悔改了，但是我们还需要更多的照顾教会的牧者。
Even after they have repented, they still need to grow spiritually.
人们还需要继续的在灵命上成长。
More workers are needed to be trained in the word of God.
需要更多的人去接受圣经的培训，去成为神的工人。
In our Bible study group, those who are attending the Bible study group, you know, you are also being trained in the word of God.
各位参加我们教会家庭查经小组的，你们也知道，在我们的小组里面，你们每一位正在接受培训。
So that you will be equipped to share the word of God with others.
目的是一天你能够准备好自己，把神的话、把福音介绍给别人。
Don't belittle how much you can give.
千万不要低看自己能够为神 做多少。
Sometimes a simple Bible verse can help a person.
有时候圣经的一句话就能够帮助了另外一个人。
So this is the message I'm sharing with you today.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的信息就是这个。
The Lord Jesus has called full-time workers.To join him, to work with him.
耶稣要呼召人去参加全时间传道的行列，去跟从他。
The disciples have the privilege to follow Jesus, to observe how he followed Yahweh God.
门徒曾经有机会观察耶稣是如何跟从神的。
And in this way, they are equipped to shepherd Yahweh God's flock.
也因此门徒有条件去照顾神的教会。
So I also hope the Lord may continue to work in your heart.
我祈求神继续在你们的心中工作。
In your daily walk with God, you will also learn to respond to him.
我盼望大家在你们日常的生活中，你们要学习要回应神向你们说的话。
Not only to give thanks for all the goodness he has given you, you must respond to him in action.
不要光为着他给你的好东西去感恩， 你更需要以行动去回应他对你的呼召。
Only then your life will be transformed.
只有这样，你的生命才会改变。
And you will go deeper walk with him.
只有这样，你的生命才会一步一步的晋升。
So that's all the message for today.
我今天的信息就这里讲完了。
Let's quiet down before God.
我们先在神面前安静下来。